This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything about this program is groovy, man. 7 at the hour. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day program, continuing a tradition of excellence with Jennifer Horn, who's here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program to check things out, to restore you, to heal you. I always love going to Van Morrison concerts, and at the end, the big black guy that plays the trumpet says, "Have you been healed tonight?" Well, there are lots of different ways of being healed. The radio program can be healing, or you could like to walk in the woods. You could like to go out in a boat in the middle of a lake. Great time to do that. You can be distracted by any number of things. I have a crow outside the window of my studio, and if you listen carefully, I like the windows open in the summertime, and this crow has been out there, Jay's crow, crow, crow. Very active today.
Jay has been crowing, or the crow has been crowing?
No, the crow is...
You know what? It all sounds the same anymore, doesn't it?
Crow. Well, there are some people who like the natural rhythm of things, the peace of being outside. That's why people take vacations to places that they don't normally... They live in the suburbs, they live in the city, they want to clear their head. So they go to one of our natural parks, if you will, right? Take a vacation. Or maybe you don't have to take a vacation. Maybe you get the opportunity to go someplace, take your children for a walk, or go for a walk by yourself. Find some woods, find a field, find a beach, find something to allow you to just separate yourself from... There's nothing from the daily stuff in life. I call it the refrains. You know how in music there's a refrain or a chorus? So there are lots of refrains in nature, and that caw that we're hearing from the crow is one of them, right? Caw, caw, caw. I'm not good at being a crow, but it's...
You're better than you think.
That's good to know, Jennifer. Thank you. All right, let's look back at some of the stories from this past week. Seems like only a few minutes ago when we were going through the talk radio roundup, the stories from, and I like to look at these things and sort of predict what we think the week ahead holds in store for us. Will we have more talk about ad nauseum Trump and his indictments? Yep, probably. Are we going to have more on Hunter Biden? Good God, I hope not, but probably. Presidential race? Yep. The downgrade. You know what I saw that I thought was pretty compelling when it came to the Russian-Ukrainian war? That over the weekend, the Chinese announced that they were going to curb exports of drones because they're being used by both sides. So what have we done? We've given the money to the Ukrainians so they could buy some of their own weaponry, and they've been buying drones made in China. Well, guess what? The Russians are using the same drones, and as they've been, these were not built, supposedly, according to the Chinese anyway, they weren't built to be used in war. They've been converted to military use by the scurrilous leaders in Moscow and in Kiev. Because the Chinese are, as we know, just the best country in the world, and they want to stay neutral. How many people, raise your hand, please, who believe China is neutral in the war between Ukraine and Russia?
I don't. No.
No, well, I didn't think. No, well. So then what is all this about? Is this PR from the Chinese? Once again, Chinese making most of the drones in the world. Here we are still using them. That is American. I don't think the American drones are made there, but I don't know that. I would think that at this point in time, we would have made it a law to not, you know, we're making laws to keep the Chinese from buying companies, keep the Chinese from buying land. Why would we be buying Chinese drones for military purposes? Anybody got a good answer to that?
You would think we wouldn't, but...
You would think that. Yeah. Isn't there, or shouldn't there be a ban on all Chinese weaponry being used or allowed into the United States? They have to have a permit to come in here. When you ship something, there's a permit that's attached. You have to say what's inside the container. So why are we risking these high-performance weapons being brought into our country and sold, who knows, illegally, legally? Why should they be legal in the first place? Right? It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And yet we have all these people who are supposedly in service to America through our representative form of government that are ignoring these things. So I thought I'd pass that along to you in case you didn't know what was going on. And maybe you wanted to chuckle if you don't think the Chinese are connected to the Russians. Well, if they can make a buck, it's like the old-time weapon guys. They'd sell the same weapons to both sides, right? That's how it worked. So, anyway, am I off my toot now? Maybe I should be. Do I discredit myself, though, when I say something like that? What do you think, ladies? Was I authoritative? You believed what I was telling you about the drones, right? It was important that I tell that story. And then I chuckle about it at the end because people don't want me to be that serious. Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on that it isn't getting discussed, as is exemplified by the stories that are repeated every week on the countdown. And the names as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's like sometimes it almost feels focus forced to look one way. Well, it's like the magic trick. Everybody's looking at one hand while the other hand's actually doing something else.
You know, what I didn't realize, and I didn't get into this, why would people care that Lizzo is being sued? I don't even know. I find her obnoxious, so I don't pay any attention to her, but that's just me. Maybe it's an age thing. What did she get sued for? What is her problem, or what's the problem? Anybody know? I can hear the deafening sigh of that. But, oh, go ahead.
It's her dancer. You ask us a question, and then you don't stop talking, so we can answer.
All right, I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
It's her dancers that are saying that she was like harassing.
Sexual harassment. Yes.
Are they male or female dancers?
I think female. At least a few of them. It's like three of them or four of them that got together and came and filed the harassment lawsuit against her. I don't know. Is it dancers who got fired who want to say something to try to get back at Lizzo, or is it some really big toxic work environment? Mm-hmm. It's hard to know.
Is it a situation that happened that they deemed wasn't okay? There was one situation where they were out of the country at a strip club or whatever, and there's something about bananas. And it seems like this could be a legitimate story in the sense of people out having fun and... Lizzo as well, and please understand I'm not defending anything, but Lizzo as well as other people who are maybe in an authoritative standpoint go out with people and they look at them as friends, and friends harass each other and push each other sometimes to do things.
A lot of times they don't have their own friends, so their dancers become their friends.
And they cross a line, which is not okay, but it's not done in a malicious sense, so it's one of those things of the
have you heard the story about the banana?
Side.
Yeah. If I started to talk to you about bananas, would you say that was sexual harassment?
Depends on what you're doing with them.
I like to eat them, frankly. I have a banana pretty much every day, and I never thought, you can use your imagination. There's always that. But, that would be something that would be a sort of a teenage thing. It would seem to me you'd grow out of it. Maybe not.
It doesn't seem like this is a specific situation that will get Lizzo canceled.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't on the top of the list. I thought the fact that shooter, the synagogue shooter getting the death penalty, was appropriate, even though we talk often about the death penalty and maybe we ought not to use it, but there are sometimes, I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but I think sometimes you use it. In this case, yeah, it took him too long to get justice. Well, he was sentenced to death. How long it'll take him to go through that remains to be seen, right? So, okay, let's go to Florida, shall we? Everybody want to go to Florida?
Yeah, let's do it.
Raise your hand. So here's the story of Charles Gregory, 25-year-old man. Got rescued over the weekend when the Coast Guard found him drifting 12 miles off of St. Augustine. We're heard in St. Augustine, so I'm sure you folks are familiar with the story down there. This boat that he was in was largely underwater. So apparently this guy was 2 days. The sharks were circling his boat. Oof. He's trapped in it. I don't know why it didn't sink, because it was full of water, according to the Coast Guard. The boat was out too far. The waves were too high, and a wave hit the boat and kind of knocked it over. It didn't sink it, but you can see the pictures of this guy. Can you imagine 2 days in this half-sunk boat? Look at the pictures. You guys see the pictures?
I have not seen the pictures.
38.
Testament to fortitude, because some people.
But also, you can see the sharks. You can see the sharks.
Like just waiting for their dinner.
Yeah, right. You know, there are. We had the circumstance on the farm. We didn't have sharks, but I got a bull because it's time for the heifers to get bred. So they'll calf next spring.
So and you do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, the bull's the most. That's what we call the cleanup. The bulls get with the heifers and make sure that their work is done. But sometimes when a bull gets a little older or gets possessive, so I put him in a pasture with 14 heifers that all need to be, maybe 16, that need to be bred. And seemed to be quiet enough at the beginning, but then after a while, actually last night, folks went in to, I chopped a load of feed to bring into these heifers and the bull, and the bull started to do the hoof and the ground routine and snort and get nasty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. So,
does everybody live? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine, but that bull's going to have to take a trip today. I don't know where he's going, but he's not staying there. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop on you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As we dig around in social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on X, it's Good Day On Air. I say this pretty much every day. I'm almost ready to stop promoting us on X because it seems so silly. And then what I just said a few minutes ago about somebody posting stuff from that Montgomery melee, and they had to, as they posted, they said they posted it on X, and then they feel like they have to explain in parentheses that it used to be Twitter. Yeah, come on. All right, speaking of that sort of thing, Mark Zuckerberg, who's in charge of Meta, and Elon Musk. Yep. Zuckerberg says he's ready for a cage match with Elon Musk, but Elon Musk says he has to have some surgery first. Yeah, there they go. This is the silliest thing they've been.
This has been going around for some time.
Right.
And Mark Zuckerberg is, I can't remember what belt he is, but he's pretty good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Not one to be messed with.
Nah. He suggested August 26th for a time. I don't think anybody should hold your breath for this. I don't think that you're going to see. Musk said he needed to have an MRI of his neck and upper back. It might require surgery before the fight can happen.
Oh, he's going to cheat. He's going to be like the bionic man. That's what that surgery is about.
Oh, is that what it is?
Pretending there's something. Yeah, let's start that rumor.
Okay. Help yourself. This could be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world.
It will
right.
be.
Yeah.
The cost of pay-per-view and how many people will actually get in on this? Yes.
How much are you going to put on Zuckerberg? How much are you going to put on Musk? The first fight would be the last fight, probably. This is anyway, silly stuff. And people got anything mm-hmm. better to do with their time, right? We posted at both when I say we, I mean we. I say I when I mean I, and I say we when I mean Jay and I, and others associated with the program. And so I put first up this picture of Sam Elliott, and the phraseology around the picture is as follows. It's okay for you to believe what you believe. It's not okay for you to demand others believe the same way, which is certainly psychology
accurate.
101 and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of likes to that post, as it does represent my libertarian point of view, I guess, on many things. I'm so tired of people canceling others and yada, yada, yada. So Dennis DeCoe said, as a response to this, exactly. So we can take the holy rollers with religious freedom and tell them to go kick rocks. That is interesting because most of the people I know who are judgmental claim to be very religious. It's kind of like patriots, the people who claim to be patriots. I'm a patriot. Really, they can't see beyond their nose, most of them. Anyway, so let's see, there's that comment. John Jonesy says he believes Jay keeps Doug on the straight and narrow. What has that got to do with what we're saying here? Huh? What do you... Why? You write that. Jay does keep me on the straight and narrow. That's an accurate statement, sir. Not sure how it applies to this particular phraseology. Jeremy Wood says probably the best thing ever, referring to the statement, it's okay for you to believe whatever you want to believe. Good. Have strong opinions. But don't tell me I'm wrong because it doesn't agree with your sway on things.
And opinions are not facts.
No, of course they are. A lot of people think they are. It's like I used to get a kick out of knowing. Knowing Limbaugh as I did, and Bill O'Reilly's kind of cut out of the same cloth. No spin zone. Everything's a spin with him. So, you know, take your own countenance and be proud of where you are and leave other people alone. 28 after here on Good Day.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable-size money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
America's longest running morning radio magazine.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't, I guess? Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner. The Doug Steffen Good Day download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
The longest running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. The Good Day download.
Who asks me often, what am I doing while I'm doing the program? I don't understand where that kept that. That's a question that would seem to have an obvious answer. I'm doing the program while I'm doing the program. Well, yeah, but what else do you do? Well, if you must know, I'm having cucumbers for breakfast today.
Subscribe to the Good Day download now at USAPodcasting.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
From so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
The hour. I don't know where that summer song came from. It wasn't one that I've ever heard. But James seems to have a questionable selection.
That's Summer Nights by Van Halen.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember selecting that.
Oh boy.
With you?
It's good. It's okay.
Is it? It's noisy. Yeah. Eddie Van Halen.
Like,
I remember.
Remember how you said, do people question me? This makes you sound like a badass. Like, how dare they question me when you come back to this?
Yeah. Do you remember, were you with me when we had Eddie Van Halen on the program? Were you there that day? That and Sammy Hagar, two of the more memorable, those two guys up at this hour of the day.
Because I used to go to Cabo a lot, and the house that I would stay in was right next door to Sammy. I'd see him driving around on his ATV.
Yeah, and... And?
And he just seemed like a nice guy. He just seemed
very... Yeah, no,
I mean,
he was.
Other
he
than
was
his
just...
million-dollar house, he seemed very nice.
And the $1 million. Everybody's house is worth $1 million these days.
The house next door for me is going for $1 million.
I was
going to
say,
what am I saying?
Even your house would go for $1 million.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
In this market. All right, let's see what we can think about here that's good and positive. Here's, remember what, you probably none of you remember Kale Gilbrand. Do you remember him?
Who?
Khalil, some people pronounce it. Khalil Gilbrand. Nobody remembers.
No.
Okay. So when I was a youngster, and I wanted to make time with some woman, you'd quote something from a poem that was written by Khalil Gibran. He was considered to be the...
Was this part of your courting stage?
Gentleman caller, if you will.
If you were trying to get somebody, you'd send them flowers and you'd send them a quote from Gibran's book. So here's a little 23, 24 years ago, maybe longer than that. I'm trying to remember when I used this. Trust in your dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity, which is kind of true.
Would you like to go necking this Friday?
Yeah.
What a nice thing you would say.
Can we, is that even used, that term used anymore?
No.
Necking?
Nope. Mm-mm.
No.
That's why
what
I used it. You're talking about writing poetry to your lady friends.
Necking. Necking. What's it called when you kiss somebody on the neck? If it's not called necking, what's it called?
I think mostly we just use the general term of making out now.
Really? And where'd that come from?
It encompasses everything.
Yeah, but what's the making out? Where'd that come from? What does that signify? Frankly?
I don't know. I didn't start it, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
No.
I just followed along.
Right.
I do believe it comes from the 30s or the 40s, from the phrases meaning to succeed.
Really? Okay, I have to remember that. All right, well, let's see. Time with Jennifer would not be well spent if we didn't talk about her pal, Donald Trump. So let's see what's happened over the weekend. I think he said he was not guilty. How many times has he said that? About, what, 70?
How many times has he been forced into saying it by a judge?
Well, he's not forced to. He can say, I'm guilty. Yeah, Your Honor, yes, I'm guilty. So anyway, the indictments and the criminal counts and all this stuff. Okay. So if it's a little, it's an overcook. He has denied 70 times that he's been involved in any criminal. Say it again, Doug.
Criminal action. I agree.
That's
with you.
That too. Yes. So okay, I'm going to go on a limb here and suggest that this is overkill. That there are a number of complaints that are just so much hooey. However, when you have this many, even given the system and they're trying to get them and all of that stuff, there's got to be at least one or two of these things, maybe three or four of these counts, with which he is charged that he's guilty of. That's somewhere in there.
Well, that's
there's got to be
for everybody, right? I mean, how many of us have broken the law probably just in the last 24 hours?
But
does that mean that the government should be hunting you down, or does that mean they should be investigating crimes? And I think that's the difference, is that you can, as they always say, indict a ham sandwich, and that's why you're seeing these prosecutors go to places like Washington, D.C., where there aren't very many Donald Trump fans wandering around.
No. Really?
And so they go, this is a good way to get it. Let's throw the book at him. The question is, have they acted the same way when they had other opportunities? If you've had Hillary Clinton and you've had John Kerry and you've had Al Gore all complain that they were...
So, those are all Democrats, by the way, folks, if you didn't get that.
No, but all of them claim that they had an election stolen from them. Mm-hmm. I don't see... I mean, do we now want to set the precedent for going after Trump?
Al Gore did have. I think they both got more of the popular vote. Depends on how you define using the electoral system.
And do they have the right to say it, or do they not? And I think that becomes the question. You know, it's like, so it's okay for Al Gore to say an election was stolen, whether it was or not, okay for Donald Trump.
But it's kind of the way it was done, Jennifer. Al Gore wasn't in your face. Richard Nixon wasn't in your face when Kennedy stole the election from him.
It doesn't matter, though.
It does. Yeah, I think it does. I think
freedom
it matters
of speech
to the
matters
public.
Whether you say it once or 50,000 times.
It's a public perception. And maybe the news media has been used as a tool to get Trump. But we all know that he's his own worst enemy when it comes to public displays of anger
from
or public displays
that I know
of whatever
that has been around Donald Trump. They say that he believes he won the election, that he doesn't believe that this is a lie. He believes that he won the election. So right. That's and what the court is going to have to prove is that he doesn't believe that and that he was trying to sell people a story. Mm-hmm. And then you have to get into the next layer. Well, then do we go after every politician who lies? If he did indeed believe it was a lie, then now we have the game. Well, then any politician who's lied to us about anything consequential should also be in trouble. And then who would be there? Every single politician in Washington, D.C. So it's a difficult road to go down.
Who's his lawyer? Has he got one lawyer? How many lawyers has he got?
He's got lawyers, new lawyers on every single one of these cases. It's incredibly expensive.
Hmm.
There'll be more this week. Don't think for a second we're not going to hear from Atlanta this week. They've already got everything locked down there.
Is it appropriate for people who are giving money to his campaign to have it used to pay his legal bills?
Yes, because that's what people are donating for.
They are donating for him to be the next president.
Think about it. When did Trump's popularity go way up? It went up. He started beating Ron DeSantis as soon as the indictment started. People are ticked about this. Don't underestimate that.
I'm not saying they are ticked about it.
And people are donating money to Donald Trump because they want to see him be the one to win. They want to help defend him. The people that are defending him now, I think, like we've talked about, it's a backlash. People that were thinking of another candidate are now back in Trump's court because they feel like he's being just targeted for no reason.
So, I wanted to go to Florida, but I'm also looking at the plight, if that's what it is, of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what's happening to him that is in many ways similar to what's happening to Donald Trump. He's being dismissed. He's being
pulled off social media.
Right, because he says things that aren't in line or in step with what the rest of the Kennedy family thinks. And so the headline isn't what he's talking about. It's the anger that's being created by him. How dare he impact this storied family with his ridiculous ideas. How dare he denigrate the Kennedy name?
I wish we would worry more about the people who are doing bad things in the country rather than people who just have a differing opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with Robert F. Kennedy. Look, some things I like about him, some things
I
he
do
says,
too.
Some
yeah.
things I don't. You know, but nobody's going to agree with you 100% of the time. That's true with Trump, by the way, who is the person mm-hmm. I vote for first.
Yeah.
I don't love 100% of anything that anybody says except for me.
So. Yay! What, not me? How come? Not me? Wow.
You're close. But, like, you know, I mean, everybody's different, right? We can say we like 100% of the stuff that we said because we said it.
The more I hear Ron DeSantis speaking, the more I pay attention to what he said, the less I like him. I've never really liked him anyway, but I like him less all the time. Back to where there's smoke, there's fire.
You're not the only one. And if you look at his poll numbers, holy smoke.
The College Board's Advanced Placement Psychology course banned by the Florida Department of Education, citing recent laws that ban teaching foundational content about sexual orientation and gender identity. So, in psychology courses, how so, Jane?
To ban us. Well, because if they're either breaking the law or they are doing a disservice in regards to college credit. So it's one of those things of what is it, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't.
Well, that's more of what I'm looking at. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, either which way they go, they are breaking some kind of law or accreditation. So until something is figured out, it's almost better to just say, all right, we cannot teach this, but we cannot teach it in its entirety.
But this all seems to have come about, all this focus on this stuff, since DeSantis has been actively campaigning for the presidency. These things, are they just coincidental?
No,
or are they
this
tied
has been
together?
Happening much longer than DeSantis, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, ask me in California, we've been having.
Yeah, but Florida is not a place you'd expect this, like California is. Mm-hmm. They want to control everything you think.
Still a
do
big
say.
State with a lot of big cities.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that we somehow or other, I don't, I'm not a fan of DeSantis, so when I see this kind of stuff, just, eh, is he responsible for it or not? The other side of it is that he, or just take him out of the equation. Generally speaking, these sorts of things, if it's a college level, somebody's studying something specifically, and I don't have much trouble.
These are for high school students. So, like, you have the AP courses, which you can take in high school and still get
on psychology in high school?
Yeah, that's what, for AP,
really?
You can still get a college credit while you're in high school, but that's what they're saying. If they can't teach the entire course, then they will not get that college credit. And at that point, they'll have to take the course again once they actually are in college and they can take the entire course.
All right, let's talk about the psychology of being a pilot and the information that you pass along to the folks who are riding with you on the plane. There's a viral video floating around. An unnamed pilot delivers a speech on manners to passengers. And I see nothing wrong with this. I've heard this speech in some variation 100 times or 100, who knows, thousands of times. But this thing has garnered 5 million views in as many days. You listen to this and wonder, what is the problem? Here is the audio from the pilot on the American Airlines plane.
The flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make the flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin, and my will is what matters. Be nice to each other. Be respectful of each other. I shouldn't have to say that. People should treat people the way you want to be treated, but I have to say it every single flight because people don't. They're selfish and rude, and we won't have it. Okay? Do your stuff. Get it out of everybody else's way. Put your junk where it belongs. Everybody have paid for a space. Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people. Don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you've talked about it. And they have a weather-resistant jacket. All right, a little bit of fatherhood here. The other thing. The social experiment on listening to videos on speaker mode and talking on a cell phone on speaker mode, that is over and done in this country. Nobody wants to hear your video. I know you think it's super sweet. It probably is. But it's your business, right? So keep it to yourself. Use your AirPods, use your headphones, whatever it is. That's your business, okay? It's just part of being a respectful society. Little Caesars, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hand. Raise them up. Anybody in the middle? Like 5 people. Yeah, right. Yes, full. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. You own both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight. Remember, the flight attendants are primarily here for your safety after that.
I thought this guy was great.
Okay, I think he was less with that person that's like, what's going on?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
He said one thing that got cut off, that middle seat people, you get both armrests, and that is something that
people agree with.
Yeah,
but this guy clearly is a frustrated TV host.
Listen, I'm all for what he had to say. Good for him. All right, 48 after, this is a good day.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack from his clinic in Salt Lake City. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find a lot of information out about various things that Jack recommends nutritionally, among other things. And as luck would have it, there is a discussion floating around today of nutrient-dense foods. We know by listening to Jack, and we're going to have it underscored here, how essential these nutrient-dense foods are for good health. Most Americans are missing these key nutrients from their diets. So let's listen to this conversation with Jack Miller.
Registered dietitian Francis Largeman Roth explains why whole food nutrition is important.
Nutrient-dense foods are essential for good health. If your diet is missing key nutrients, supplements are an easy way to help fill these nutritional gaps. But choosing the right one is important.
Standard Process, a leader in whole food-based supplements, grows most of the raw plant ingredients used in their products at their certified organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
From seed to supplement, Standard Process protects the vital nutrients found in each ingredient. They offer over 300 high-quality supplements like Conjuplex, which contains organic alfalfa and organic buckwheat, and supports healthy immune system function. Easy Mag is made from two key organic ingredients, Swiss chard and buckwheat. Its multiple forms of magnesium help support central nervous system health.
Learn more at standardprocess.com and click on Where to Buy for the purchasing option that works best for you.
I know where to buy. I can find
any of the products at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
There you go. Jack is one of the largest distributors of Standard Process products. We've talked about them for years, ever since you've been around, because you got me started on Standard Process things. And now I take probably 30 different supplements a day that are all, like I take Conjuplex. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Conjuplex. Yep.
For the lungs.
I take, yep, Easy Mag. Is this is another one, but they're all
for magnesium.
Yep. Right. You can. We talk about them all the time here. So it's interesting that they're underscoring that. Standardprocess.com or go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You need to have the right ingredients. And unfortunately, as we've said many, many times here and in other places, the food that we get today, the packaged crap for the most part, is just that, packaged crap.
It's interesting how that misses the consciousness of a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
that they would never think about artificial blood put into their bodies. They would never think about artificial children being given to them if they're infertile. Mm-hmm. But they don't think twice about artificial foods, and artificial in the sense that Mother Nature didn't produce what they're eating. And so that's when it comes to supplementation, that's what one of the things I liked about Standard Process is it comes from their own 600 acres of organic farms in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
Yep.
I've been to the plant 3 times now. And wow. It's just amazing how they handle this stuff.
Myself, yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch the process they go through.
Yeah. Well, there you've heard it from the man who knows, Jack Stockwell. And these things are the kind of, we have these material discussions all the time. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you hear Jack. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Let's get to a couple of things here that have been banged back and forth. The whole focus on Ozempic. Ozempic!
What a
the ad on the air. And how this is, if I put you and Ken Kronhaus together on this discussion, it probably wouldn't be a more different point of view presented by the two of you. I find, and Ken and I have had this argument. We haven't had a discussion. We had an argument about it because he thinks these things are great for losing weight. We've become such a drug culture, I have respect for everybody's point of view, but there's just too doggone many of these. So,
The propaganda is drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Right.
And if there's a shortcut that most people can take, because most people, including myself, can be very lazy about things at times.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a shortcut that we can take.
Take a pill.
Take a pill for Pete's sake. Don't change your lifestyle.
No.
Don't get up off the couch. Don't start a little habit of walking 2 or 3 days a week around the neighborhood. Don't do anything like that. Don't watch the processed carbohydrates that you're eating. Don't watch all the bad seed oils that you're eating in your foods. Just take a pill. Just sit back and turn over, go back to sleep. We've got you covered. We have a pill for that.
Well, so the idea of this part of the program brought to you by Calitrin, that's a pill too, but it's an all-natural pill.
Well, it's food.
It's food. And that's how you lose weight.
It's food, yes.
That's it. Yeah. Bottom line is take things that are good for you, not things that could be bad for you. Yeah, check it out, by the way. Collagen is one of the main ingredients. Check it out. Calitrin's info at toploss.com. All right, Jack, thanks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.